Well, World War III is about to get started because of retaliatory attacks in the Middle East. So right now, just a short time ago, Israeli Air Force dropped bombs on southern Beirut, a civilian area, no less, of Lebanon's capital. Now, Israel says that they are targeting a senior Hezbollah commander in Beirut in this suburb in retaliation for an attack on Saturday that killed 12 people. So if we are trying to keep track, it really is a fool's errand because we have a chicken and egg phenomenon going on here, because Hezbollah attacked Israel in retaliation for Israel attacks in Lebanon, which killed 12 people, including children. So now Israel retaliated for the retaliation for the retaliation. Now Hezbollah continues to up this ante in retaliation for Gaza attacks by the Israeli army. Israel's retaliating for, so we cannot go back. We just cannot peel this. There, we can peel the onion until we get nowhere, right? So right now, this is retaliation for retaliation for retaliation. And as a reminder, Hezbollah only exists to retaliate against Israel for the 1982 attack on Lebanon. So no retaliation, you guys, is ever going to solve this. And any media that leaves that out only wants more war. The only way to stop this is peace talks, which none of these leaders is even discussing. Now the U.S. is saying that it will defend Israel if this escalates.
Of course they will.
That's not an if. The hypothetical is gone. It did escalate. Israel just escalated. So Lloyd Austin today said, well, now if Lebanon comes back and retaliates against this retaliation, which was a retaliation, well, then we'll be there for Israel. He said, if Israel is attacked, we will help Israel to defend itself. We've been clear about that from the very beginning. But again, we don't want to see that happening.
So yeah, that already happened. And the U.S. State Department, of course, issuing alerts. Any Americans, any civilians in that area, get out right now.
Yes.
This is descending into absolute chaos right now. What will Russia do? Russia going to sit idly by and watch right now as Hezbollah then goes into war with Israel and does nothing? Of course they are not going to sit idly by, and they certainly are not going to sit idly by as Iran gets attacked.
Right.
So they will of course talk about Hezbollah, you know, proxy targets and attacking Iranian Hezbollah backed proxy targets, whether it's in Syria, whether it's in Iran or other locations, and Russia will not sit back kindly and watch this happen either.
I mean, you guys, what did these civilians do? And, you know, Israel continues to use the excuse that these leaders are in civilian areas, so it's fair game. But that is against all international law to target civilians, even if there are perpetrators in these areas. So the one thing we care about more than anything else, more than these leaders, more than these groups, more than these names and religions, is the civilians. And so civilians will inevitably die, and they are dying. And no leader is saying this should just stop, full stop.
No, that's exactly what's going to happen. The blood will be shed and this region will descend into chaos. But the United States, of course, is going to stand by and or is going to join the fight. Do you want the United States to join the fight? Do you want United States men and women to be involved in this massive regional war? I ask you, what does it benefit the United States to get involved in a war in the Middle East? The answer is, well, I don't want to lead the witness. You guys tell me, does it benefit the United States in any way to go to war in the Middle East? Absolutely. Well, again, I'm not going to lead the witness. You guys tell me about this.
Well, this one comment from Pirate X says, leave Israel alone. But the bombing, but the civilians, this is the story. This is what will pull us all in. And again, I'm not going to peel the onion and say who struck first, because that's going to take us all the way back to 1982 and further. So what is to be done now is to not solve retaliation for retaliation. Is somebody say, we're going to turn the other cheek, we're not going to solve this with bombs.
Or a false flag. A retaliation for a false flag is essentially what this is. And an Iron Dome is what really ended up killing those 12 individuals in the Golan Heights. So who's retaliating for what? Their own Iron Dome killing their own citizens? I mean, okay, or that's what we're going to start using? I mean, we know that Israel loves false flags, so to use that as a convenience to be able to launch a full-scale attack against Hezbollah like on October 7th, right? So that is what we're looking at right now in Lebanon as night falls there and this attack unfolds. What will be the response now from Hezbollah to Tel Aviv, inside of Israel, for this attack on this southern Beirut in the civilian area In Lebanon. We'll be watching it very, very closely.
And what leaders, name one in the chat, are speaking for peace? What leaders, either elected or candidates, are speaking to de-escalate in this region? What is our hope at this point? Because the Democratic Party that is currently in office is not saying that they will back down or push for peace in any form or fashion. Do we even have a vote in this, or are we, as Western taxpayers, dragged into a war for bloodlust?